Given his rather flat, unpretentious personality, it's easy to imagine Millard Fillmore's elementary school classmates twisting his name into Dullard instead. Except that poor Millard never went to elementary school, or any other school for that matter, until he was 19 years old. The son of a hardscrabble farmer, he worked as a clothmaker before taking a job with a local judge, who taught him the law in exchange for his services as a clerk. Thus began Fillmore's career in politics. Although considered one of the forgotten presidents today, Fillmore was once a legitimate national figure. As chairman of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee during the early 1840s, this self-made New Yorker set tariff rates, which were then, in the days before income taxes, one of the most powerful tools of American federal policy. Having been narrowly passed over by the Whigs in 1844, Fillmore was finally placed on the national ticket with Zachary Taylor in 1848. But like most vice presidents, he was quickly marginalized and ignored. The Taylor administration considered him a faceless party man, with few opinions of his own, none of which mattered. When Taylor died in 1850, however, Fillmore's opinions began to matter a great deal. At the time of Taylor's death, Congress was fiercely debating whether or not slavery should be permitted in the new territories acquired from Mexico as a result of the Mexican War. Taylor was strongly opposed to Henry Clay's Great Compromise, which permitted slavery in some of these territories. But Fillmore, a peacemaker by nature, favored Clay's plan and used all the powers of his new office, patronage, lobbying, even flattery, to assure its passage. Even when it came to approving and enforcing the draconian fugitive slave law, which compelled Northerners to return escaped slaves, Fillmore was convinced that he was doing the right and proper thing. The law had been declared constitutional, and Fillmore was nothing if not determined to uphold the Constitution with vigor and impartiality. Yet history has since rendered its judgment, and Fillmore has not fared well.